Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Let's talk with Alderman Brendan Riley from the 42nd Ward. He's on with us now. We've been talking about the restaurant stuff, Alderman, and it seems pretty dire, as we heard from the Illinois Restaurant Association president, Sam Toya. You're the downtown district there. You've got so many restaurants in your ward. What are you hearing?
I'm hearing the exact same thing that Sam Toya is hearing. We've got tens of thousands of people who depend upon the hospitality industry for their jobs who work downtown, and a lot of business owners who, all of them collectively, are under a lot of stress right now for obvious reasons. And one of my concerns is that, I've been in contact with a lot of these owners over the last several weeks on literally a daily basis. A few of the largest restaurant groups in Chicago, the best capitalized, the most recognizable brands, are telling me that they're looking at their ledgers and they're going to run out of money within the first week or two of June. And these are bellwethers for the city. These are the strongest and best capitalized restaurants. So imagine the independently owned and the mom and pop restaurants around the city and what their situation looks like. So, the governor has laid out his preferred phasing plan. I support the governor, and he's, I think, done a very good job with the pandemic so far. I am concerned about the lengthy phasing and the impact that would have on the restaurant industry. Just like Sam Toya was saying earlier, the restaurants can't survive that long. And so we're watching other cities and states around the country and around the world slowly reopening their hospitality industries, and I'm paying very close attention in these next couple of weeks as we're trying to develop our own plan to hopefully get some of these restaurants reopened in Chicago ahead of the phased schedule that perhaps the governor might like to lay out.
It's interesting point, because when he was on with Bob this morning, Sam Toya said he's predicting right now 20% of the restaurants will not reopen. And that's when they thought that the deadline was end of May. Now that it's going to June 28th as part of this Phase 5 plan, it could be 45% or more of restaurants. It seems like a high number to me. It seems hard to believe number and a very sad number. Do you think that that's possible?
Yes, I do, actually. That sounds actually like a very reasonable projection. You have to remember that pre-pandemic, even when the restaurant industry was humming along, they survive on incredibly thin margins. So there's a lot of cost that goes into that industry, and a lot of it's labor-driven. And so people have to understand, and certainly rent-driven. It's a precarious situation for any restaurateur year in, year out. But when then you're forced to close your doors due to a public health crisis, that's something a lot of even smart small business people can't plan for. I think that is a realistic projection. It's a scary one. And it's my hope that the governor and the mayor can work with the city council to find a safe but reasonable way to accelerate the phased reopening of restaurants through social distancing and spacing out and restricting occupancy. And other measures, other sanitation measures that can help them get open sooner. Because you've got about 30,000 jobs resting on that that scenario in the city alone.
Restaurants and bars employ more workers than any other industry in the state, is what Sam Toya said, and he wasn't allowed to give any input on a 5-point plan or the phase plan that the governor introduced. They were sort of shocked when they saw that June 28th date put out there, and everyone sort of looked at their books and said, I don't know how to make this work. I do want to ask you, can you stick around just after the break here? I want to ask you about this proposal to do what Indiana's doing, the 25% capacity, to start that sooner if you think that's a possibility. Alderman Brendan Riley, sure. He's on with us here on WGN, and thanks for sticking around. We'll be right back with the Alderman after this on WGN. 221 on WGN, a question from you, 815. One question, how many people are in the grocery stores, the home improvement stores? Why can't the restaurants open at 25% or 50%? At least it'd be less people in one place than I'm seeing in the grocery store. That's a question we'll ask Alderman Riley, what he thinks about that. But first this, Get Real in the Morning with Larry Potash, Robin Baumgarten, Paul Conrad, and the entire WGN TV Morning News team. It's all weekdays, 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. on WGN. Alderman Brendan Riley's with us, 42nd Ward. This issue about the restaurants, urging the governor to allow them to open at least 25% capacity or move things up earlier than the June 28th date. That's what's out there right now. We'll have to see what happens. Alderman Riley, what do you think about this when you see the big box stores sometimes appear, or grocery stores appear a little crowded, more than you'd like even, and but we're not allowing that for the restaurants? Does that seem like fair to you?
No, it doesn't. You know, I think when the various restrictions went into place, the grocery stores, of course, are an essential service. We didn't see any policies in place. There was no distancing effort being made, spacing the queues for the cash registers that you see today. They're doing better. But to your point, if the grocery stores have figured out a way to do this in a relatively safe and sanitary way, restaurateurs are world renowned for that. They undergo more sanitation and health training than anybody else practically outside of the medical field. And I would trust the industry to adopt some very creative practices to keep this safe. Again, you don't want to go and reopen restaurants if we have a huge spike in cases and deaths. That's contrary to science. But at the current trends, I think you could make a reasonable argument that it's worth allowing these restaurants to open up at a restricted capacity. I think the city could go a step further and look at, in certain areas, closing down streets. There's not a lot of cars in the street lately. Closing down some streets to allow for some additional spacing of tables, because I think outdoor dining with proper spacing is probably less of a risk than indoor. All of those things should be looked at. And again, it's not permanent. If a slow rollout, a phased, limited rollout in occupancy for restaurants proves to result in a spike, then we need to pull back on that, put it on ice. But to not try, I think, would be a mistake. You know, the idea that we're going to just simply put our economy on hold until a vaccine is developed, I think, is unrealistic. And so we need to find a way to responsibly live with it, and keep our bed capacity at a manageable level in our hospitals while we work towards the vaccine. But we will lose more than half the restaurant industry if we don't take some sort of approach like that here soon.
And half those jobs, too. I mean, that's, or even more than that, because the ones that are reopening will maybe not be at their capacity of employment either. So that's the other issue here. It's not just losing the restaurants and the things that we love here, but it's the jobs that go with them.
That's right. That's right. And you know, the limited capacity is not a victory for the restaurant industry in any way. They're not going to be achieving the margins they need to be profitable. But it allows them to run and operate a business, continue to serve their product to the public, and pay their staff who desperately need these salaries to take care of their families. So there's a lot riding on it. Statewide, 500,000 jobs are in hospitality. So we got to find a reasonable way, a safe way, to get these folks back to work as soon as possible.
I like the idea you were talking about with potentially doing more outdoor dining as the weather warms up and gets nicer and stops raining, that we can shut down streets or parts of streets in areas where that makes sense. Would that be so that people could put out more tables in the restaurants? I've seen several suburbs are looking at plans like this. Would that be acceptable, like downtown near like the Gibsons and that whole area there? Is that something that could be done?
That's something I've been talking about with representatives from the industry for a couple of weeks now, and it's something that I am interested in. Obviously, it's not something you'd do on an arterial street that would mess up a lot of important traffic, but I think that there are some side streets and less traveled streets, even downtown, where you could segment off several blocks from vehicular traffic, allowing for traffic along the intersecting arterials to allow for table spacing, effectively creating mini piazzas like you'd see in Europe. And we're seeing restaurants in Australia, New Zealand, and Europe, and other parts of the United States playing with that idea right now. That plus, I think, our very creative and innovative restaurateurs here could apply some additional steps to make it extra safe. So I think it's worth looking at. And maybe scenarios like that might be something that Governor Pritzker is open to considering as an alternative to a much longer wait for this industry, because I don't think the industry can afford to wait that long.
Speaking of safe, we have a listener here who says, well, what about screening them for COVID-19? And then, restaurant workers would be included, sort of like healthcare workers, as testing ramps up. I don't know if we're there yet where we could really do that with this many workers, but is that an option?
Well, I think further to relax, yeah, I do think that's an option. I think for any of these policy changes to work, it's all predicated on the continued ramp up of testing. And the state of Illinois is doing a really good job scaling up in a very short amount of time. So hopefully that trend continues. I know the city of Chicago is doing the same. Our director of public health announced that our testing capacity will be increasing dramatically here in the next week or two. Tracing is also important, so that if we do have many outbreaks, we can contact those folks that those people have been in contact with to limit and manage and quarantine it. I do think that, for example, taking your employees' temperatures twice a day at the beginning and end of their shifts, when available, getting antibody tests to restaurant workers as well as COVID tests. All of that stuff should be in the mix. And I think over the next several weeks, you'll see greater availability of testing supplies, hopefully of antibody kits and thermal detectors that you can actually scan foreheads and doorways. So all those things, I think, could help, Anna. And I think that's that the listener who called in is kind of thinking on the same track that I am and others are in trying to help speed the industry back to work.
Right. Let's get us there somehow, some way. 630, yes, let's help the restaurants, not only for employment reasons, but if we lose up to 45% of them, it greatly impacts the food production, says 630, all the way down the supply chain to agriculture. The whole supply chain would shrink dangerously. So that's a great point. Thank you for bringing that up. Something else we have to consider. Let me ask you this before we're running out of time here, and I know the lakefront is tops of mind a lot of people. The mayor seemed to hint on Friday at that news conference talking about the city's reopening plan, that she's also looking at ways, and that you and city council are looking at ways to allow for different times of the day for joggers and walkers and bikers to utilize the trails and the lakefront. What can you tell us about that? Is that going to be a reality anytime soon?
That's the goal. Actually, I have yet another Zoom video conference in a couple hours to talk with some of my colleagues who represent other parts of the lakefront. Mayor Lightfoot is very much interested in getting the lakefront trail reactivated. She was not excited about having to close it down initially, but we need to make sure that we have responsible behavior there. So we're working on developing some policies that would involve distancing and also managing the times of day you can use it. So maybe not when it's the best time to go out and get a suntan, but, to get exercise in the early morning hours and the evening hours, where you have a less of a chance of people playing touch football or a soccer game or pick up basketball. But if people are truly traversing the park and not stopping and congregating in large groups, that's a great way to get exercise. But we need to get an agreement and help from the public that we will obey these guidelines and not do a repeat of what we saw a little over a month ago, which was not acceptable. The other concern the mayor has is that once you tell folks, hey, the lakefront's open, you're going to have a quarter of a million people. You're going to have a quarter million people on that lakefront, and that makes distancing very, very difficult and also very difficult to police. So I think restricting hours and for certain kinds of activities, I think that's a smart way to try and phase the reopening of the lakefront.
But we just announced it on a very rainy day, Alderman Riley. That's all you got to do. We got a lot of those coming up. Just pick one of those, circle it, and be like, hey, we're open, okay? Deal with it. I think, look, a lot of people might like to hear that, and I'm glad that there is a plan or some plans being considered to try to see how we could, again, use our lakefront. So thanks for your time, Alderman Riley. We always appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and stay safe. Stay healthy.